portion of too much talk and no communication. We're living in a strange situation of too much talk and no communication.
Something that I forgot to mention or failed to mention in that communication audio boo yesterday was the consequences of this lack of communication between businesses and their customers or clients. When I was trading, I considered every phone call a potential customer. So if it was possible, if I wasn't driving or up a ladder, I would try and answer that call rather than even wait if it went to voicemail, for a simple reason that someone may call you, you don't answer, they can't be bothered, or some people just don't like talking to voicemail, so they would just hang up and try someone else. So I always tried to answer every call that I possibly could. Not only that, but getting a new customer is not getting a new customer. It's not getting one new customer. The potential is exponential, if you like. Because if I do some work, provide a service for one customer, a new customer, and they're happy with that service and with the cost, they'll invariably tell their family, their friends, their associates, pass my number on. Always give them a card. So one satisfied customer, can bring along a whole load of new customers over time. Maybe not immediately, but over time you'll gain, and then you'll get a response like, where'd you get my number? It was my sister-in-law, or my cousin, or my neighbour down the street, or the shopkeeper up the road from my shop. All those kind of things. So, not only failing to communicate is bloody annoying and frustrating, but how do these companies again exist? I mentioned this yesterday, I alluded to the fact that how do they exist? So, for every customer that they lose, in other words, lose in the sense of never getting in the first place, that's a whole load of new customers or potential customers have lost. But if they get a customer and they don't provide good service in the respect of communication, since we're purely talking about communication, not standards of work or goods. So for every one of those people who get so frustrated that they just forget about your company because you're not communicating, you have the potential to have just lost a whole load of new customers over a period of time. Which brings us back to the same statement as how did they survive? Have they really got that much work on board that they don't need new customers? Or are they not even thinking of the potential of keeping one new customer happy with the opportunity and the absolute probability of getting new customers from that one new person? Just bewilders me, to be honest with you. So, thanks for listening once again. Cheery bye then.